What is, if not provable, certainly on the face of things highly likely, is that his disciples believed that he was resurrected, whatever they meant by that, that they believed they had felt in some unmistakable way his continuing presence after he had died. Now, there's a long history of interpretation of the mode in which that may or may not have taken place. But that they believed that something took place is, to me at least, pretty clear on the account of things. It's hard to explain what happened afterwards otherwise. A guy who'd made all these claims and got killed would seem to have disproved the claims. That would be the end of it. But instead, the movement seems to explode after Jesus' death. But it explodes necessarily with Jesus no longer visibly present and overseeing things and talking about things in a variety of ways. What are we to make of the resurrected Jesus, and what, in virtue of a belief in the resurrection, are we to make of Jesus' life? That becomes the question, and different people answer it in different ways. I spoke in the last lecture about the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which come from, in many respects, a shared tradition. Both Matthew and Luke, in fact, seem to use Mark as a source, and they also seem to use another lost, people have attempted to reconstruct it, but the original is lost writing, which the Germans called the Quelle, the source. It's generally referred to as Q in the literature, and that was evidently some sort of collection of sayings of Jesus. The Gospel of John seems to have been written from within a different group and in answer to a different set of questions to some degree, and also with a different theological perspective. And it's in the Gospel of John, that we get at least the beginnings of one of the things that did so much to make Christianity as influential as an intellectual tradition and intellectual template as it became. In the very opening of the book of John, we have, in effect, an overture. And that overture reconceives in some way the resurrected Jesus, Jesus in general, in something like Platonic terms. I'll read it first in translation. The translations are all, the standard translations are all, in my mind, to some extent misleading. And then to address that, I'll read it in Greek after that. In the beginning, John begins, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Then we go on to say that the Word was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Let's focus on that first statement, which is where things are made in a way as clear as they get. In the beginning was the Word, or in Greek, en arche en ho logos.